Minding House. 'Twere when the volk were out to Hall of Ealer High, a day in June, and when the sun begun to fall toward the west in afternoon, woon only were left behind to bide indoors at home, and mind the house, and answer volk avore the gate or door. Young Fanny Din. The air within the garden wall were deadly still, unless the bee did hummy by, or in the hall the clock did ring a hitting dree. And there, wi' busy hands, inside the iron casement, opened wide, did zit and pull wi' nimble twitch her tiny stitch, young Fanny Din. As there she sat, she heard two blows a-knocked upon the rumbling door, and laid aside her work, and rose, and waked out fair athert the floor. And there, a-holding in his hand his bridled mare, a youth did stand, and mildly told his name and place avore the face of Fanny Din. He told her that he had on hand some business on his father's side, but what, she didn't understand. And so she asked him if he'd ride out where her father might be found, beside the plough, in cowslip ground. And there he went, but left his mind back there behind, with Fanny Din. And oh, his homeward road were gay, in air a-blowing whiff be whiff, while sheenin' water waves did play, and boughs did sway above the cliff. For time had no a-showed'n dim the joy it had in store for him. And when a went thick road again, his errand then were Fanny Din. How strangely things be brought about be providence, no tongue can tell. She minded house when volk were out, and zoo must bid the house farewell. The bees might hum, the clock might call the lonesome hours within the hall, but in behind the woken door there's no more a Fanny Din.